The dark is enveloping me. Anxiety rises in my chest, even as my mood and the season, short days, compel me to a season of quiet and contemplation. Try to recall a time when you entered a dark space. What were you aware of as your senses took in the new reality? We feel changes in temperature on our skin. We smell new scents in the air. And as our eyes adjust, we become aware of things in the shadows that we could not see before. As a photographer, I am often surprised when I process an image and discover something in the shadows that I was unaware of, even as I snapped the shutter. Blinded by the color or the beauty of my subject, I missed something on the edges of the image that was also worthy of my attention. It takes slowing down, adjusting my focus, reducing the exposure to notice. My eyes long for rest and the refreshing beauty of a single candle in the dark night, or the twinkle of distant stars away from the glare of the sun and the visual cacophony of city lights, headlights, and Christmas lights. This is all the light that I need to guide me on my journey through the dark season that is upon us. You see, my mind has been blinded by the light of my phone and the glare of the computer screen, and it has become overgrown like a weed, overstimulated. If the eyes are the windows to the soul, mine have been letting in too much light. I am ready to accept the darkness and quiet my mind. As Theodore Rethke says, a mind too active is no mind at all. I feel the pull of that now. In my intuition to say no thank you to a friend's invitation, my impulse to turn off the news, and in my draw towards my journal, towards contemplation. Christmas, especially as it was observed by my family growing up and is celebrated by our society today, is in some tension with this natural desire to quiet and slow down with the season. With my four brothers and me on break from school, our house was a mass of wrestling, holiday TV specials, cookies, tinsel, wrapping paper, and ribbon. My dad used to find refuge in the living room, away from the kids, sitting quietly and watching the Christmas tree. To join him there was a relief. To sit quietly in his humble presence, to appreciate the simple beauty without fanfare. Together, without word, we would sip a little glass of eggnog and exhale. Even today, when I breathe in the sharp, sweet scent of these evergreen sprigs, I am reminded that generations upon generations of my ancestors found comfort in an evergreen tree, such as the one I shared with my father long ago, and the one I put up in my own home this year. This sprig of green connects me to all of you and my family, and also my German Catholic ancestors, and before them, their pre-Christian forebears. Our deepest animal selves find comfort in these boughs, no matter how plain or festooned they may be. As I try to create for myself a more authentic, engaged spiritual practice consistent with my UU values, I find meaning in the winter solstice. Because I believe, especially in these turbulent times, that the job of the seeker is not to paper over suffering with reassurances of saviors and the return of the light, but to embrace the honesty of the present, to step into the dark. As local poet Ivan Granger says, real spirituality, deep spirituality, requires seeing reality, all of reality, as it is, from its most luminous to its deepest black and everything in between. Whether we speak of Christian traditions of witnessing or Buddhist practices of holding a steady gaze in the presence of suffering or pagan traditions of honoring all the seasons, seeing the fullness of reality, the dark with the light, is essential for one to cultivate a deep, full, and strong spirituality. Though it breaks our hearts and fractures open fissures in our image of the world, it is necessary. This fierce willingness to see in order to become is necessary in order to become fully present with the truth in all its beauty and its pain. Ruthke says, "In a dark time, my eye begins to see. I meet my shadow in the deepening shade. It is time for me to face what needs to be faced in the quiet and the dark of solstice and let darkness become my teacher once again. I am ready to sit in the dark, to let my eyes become accustomed to the lack of light, to adjust and begin to see what was there all along. It is a relief to step out of the glare of the light, to allow myself to be embraced by the cool shadows of winter. But I admit it, it is also scary to step into the dark. I do not know what I will find there. What lurks in the dark shadows of my mind, of our world? Nonetheless, because I am embracing the mystery of the season, I'm going to say yes to the night. I will direct my unwavering gaze into the shadows and allow myself to be changed by what I encounter there. I hope you will all do the same."